Lewis's Last Night. On the evening of October 10, 1809, Meriwether Lewis arrived alone at the log cabin lodging known as Grinder's Stand, the home of John Grinder, who was away on business. His wife, Priscilla Grinder, admitted Lewis. His servants, whom Lewis had sent out to recover pack animals that had run off earlier that day, arrived later. Mrs. Grinder noticed Lewis was armed with two pistols, a rifle, a long knife, and a hatchet worn in his belt. While eating little of the dinner Mrs. Grinder prepared, Lewis appeared agitated. After the meal, according to Grinder, he paced back and forth in front of the cabin, smoking a pipe and talking to himself. Mrs. Grinder described him as talking like a lawyer and ranting about his enemies. She also saw him continually worrying a small leather pouch he kept around his neck on a rawhide loop. This went on past dark. When Lewis stepped inside, he appeared lucid and spoke kindly to her. But when she prepared a bed for him, Lewis refused to sleep on it and instead made a pallet against the wall facing the front door with a buffalo robe, his pistols at his side. After setting up Lewis's servants in the barn, Mrs. Grinder went to bed with her children in an adjoining cabin. She was awoken at 3 a.m. by a sound of a struggle from next door, heavy objects falling to the floor, cries, then a gunshot, followed by another. She heard Lewis shout, "Oh, Lord," but claimed she was too terrified to come to his aid, when he then called to her for help and water. She also claimed she saw him through the cracks in the cabin wall, staggering around outside in the moonlight. Mrs. Grinder roused his servants at first light, and they found Lewis still alive, lying in a pool of his own blood. He'd suffered 2 gunshot wounds, to the back of the head and the abdomen, and his throat and arms had been slashed with a knife or razor. Mrs. Grinder claimed that Lewis begged them to use his rifle to finish him off before falling quiet and dying shortly afterward. The Indian agent who'd served as his escort, Major James Neely, arrived at the inn before noon that morning. He identified himself to Grinder as an associate who'd been traveling with Lewis since Fort Pickering, but had stayed behind the day before, at Lewis's insistence, to search for 2 horses that had strayed into the woods. Why he arrived a full 12 hours after Lewis's servants, who'd been charged with the same task, was not asked or answered. Making